Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of March 2020 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF Live back on a Tuesday daytime edition to talk with our News AF team, a man whose social media has been on fire, one of the top influencers of 2020. Here he is, owner of Rad Cards, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. Correction, Rad Dudes Cards, dude circa card. 1990.
What is a unwrapped, Rad Dude card?
Still in the wax wrapper.
Yeah.
So cool. Basically, imagine Garbage Pail Kids, but except they're cool teenager dudes from high school. Like there's like a football player one and a kid mowing the lawn one.
Not a
and
neighbor
a guy playing video
lawn.
Games one. What?
Do you have one near you?
They're in a few other rooms, but if you go to my Twitter.
Yeah, I'm checking them out now. On
I've been doing live
Google
unwrappings
images.
Of them. And then
Gosh. And you're an unboxer? Or
I'm an unboxer.
They
and they have dialogues on the back of the character that are so corny that it's just like all beautiful.
Yeah. So Rad Dudes cards have the perfect 90s color palette of neon green,
yeah.
Fluorescent yellow,
yes.
And bright pink.
Yes.
Hot pink.
I want to say you gave me some Rad Dude cards, Tyson, for my birthday.
I did.
Yes, I opened them up with Beck.
Yeah. Were they dope?
They were a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At my house.
Tyson,
so, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you have such an in? Did you like buy one of these like auctions for one of these storage lockers? And then that's, you opened it up and it was like the.
Pretty close. It was pretty close. So what happened was my buddy found him online somewhere. He's like, bro, check these out. They're called Rad Dudes cards. And I was like, those are hilarious. So I bought up as many as I could find, which actually came in like 2 20-pound boxes to my house. I have hundreds, maybe the last remaining of these
Smart.
Cards.
Good investment.
Yeah. Okay. But then I've just been unwrapping them and then just setting them aside. I already Rachel threw a bunch of them away.
Yeah,
so
she doesn't even know. She's thrown money in the garbage.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I know. Okay. And then we want to also welcome in the other member of our panel here, as RJ Steamer says, RJ Steamer, hey, Danny, star of the hot new reality show, 100 Miles from Nowhere.
He doesn't
Danny
say
Bryson.
New in there.
You know what? I added that. He did not. RJ
okay.
did not say that. Here he is. It's Danny Bryson.
You can say that, Rob. Thank you.
Yes.
Makes me feel so important and relevant.
Tyson, yeah. Can you give a Rad Dude name for me and Danny?
Oh, that'd be great.
You would be...
Rad Rob.
Yeah, but it would be... You have to have an action, too, a lot of times. So
let me
like,
give some examples of... So I'm looking at some Rad Dudes. I see Skateboard Scott. There's always alliteration.
Yeah.
Big Buff
yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Hand Plant Hank.
Yep.
Rob Rob That's Rachel. Right. Downhill yeah. David.
Yeah. So you would be something like... has to start with an R.
Okay, Rail Slide Rob.
Rail Slide Rob would be good. That
yeah.
would be good, but that's not you. It has to be something with podcasting. Radio Rob.
Radio Rob, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were sticking with the skateboard theme.
No. Raunchy Radio Rob.
Raunchy Radio?
Yeah, Raunchy Radio
what
Rob.
What is the show?
Raunchy Radio Rob. And then on the back, it's like, hey, dude, this is Raunchy Radio Rob. Check out those tubular babes over there. I want to get their number. Rob's friend. Bro, dude, you totally should. Rob, not now, bro. I got to do a radio show.
That's nice.
Yeah, and
that's
I always claim that the writers of the dialogue on the back of the cards, it's the writers from Big Bang Theory. This was their first
oh,
gig. Yeah.
What about Danny?
Danny.
Well, dude is right there. You know,
dude is right there, but you also something with skiing, something with doing extreme stuff outside.
Yeah.
It's got to start with a D.
There's already a downhill David.
Downhill. So it couldn't be downhill Danny. It could be not dirt jumping Danny. No.
No.
Dirt Bike and Danny.
Dirt Face Danny.
Dirt Face Danny. Yeah. Probably.
That
Dusty
works.
Dusty Danny.
Dusty Danny. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dusty Danny. Oh, check this out, bros. I'm totally probably gonna make these guys eat my dust. And check out those babes over there. They're watching me make these guys eat my dust. And remember, these are the guys that wrote Big Bang Theory. This was their first job.
Are there babes in every dialogue on the back of the card?
A lot of them, yeah. Okay. And a lot of them, it's like the dad being like, Mike, you need, why don't you get out there and mow the lawn? And Mike's like, dude, bro, why doesn't my sister have to mow the lawn? Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
And so
Tyson is also wearing the big cowboy hat today. Any particular reason you went with the cowboy hat today, Tyson?
I hadn't worn it for a while, and I thought, what better way to lift people's spirits than to come dressed to the nines? And
it's working.
Fucking sweet on me.
It's huge.
Right? That's
the biggest hat I've ever seen a man wear. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love it, and I have not been wearing it enough, and I put on a Southwest print shirt, button up, but open, just to kind of tie it all together, and then I'm not wearing pants.
Okay. All right. We're back here on a Tuesday morning, regular time slot for News AF. We did a Friday night primetime special the other night and talked about a lot of listener questions. Danny, how do you think it went on Friday?
Thought it was great. I'm still buzzing from Friday.
Whoa.
It was so exciting. Just to connect.
Riding that high. Oh, or are you talking about your Walmart parking lot meeting? Is that what you're still buzzing
about?
Oh, God.
I was not stabbed. It was a nice, he was a nice gentleman, mm-hmm. totally legit. He didn't hit me over the head and then take my skis.
Right.
He actually paid. He didn't even haggle, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. And so I thought I was giving him a deal. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, he set a price. I said, that's great. Let's just do that. Thinking that I had just given him $50 off, got home and realized that he had paid full price. So sorry for that, stranger.
Okay.
Wait, tell me again, you got full price?
So he didn't haggle, and I'm like, okay, I'll be cool. And then I thought I was giving him $50 off.
Probably afraid,
right?
You were going to stab him.
And he was probably as afraid as I was. But I thought I was giving $50 off, and then I got home, looked at my listing, and realized that I had made him pay full price, which nice, made me feel, dude. You know, mm-hmm. I would like to have given him a deal.
Yeah,
but now nice. You can buy more bean burritos.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's like now I can buy more Rad Dude cards.
That's true.
I can find them.
If you can find them anywhere. the thing is that I've only unwrapped 3 packages, and I don't know how many are in the collection. I think there's only like 30 total characters, so we're just coming up on doubles after doubles. So now I need to open them and just introduce people to the new characters instead of redoing
Exciting.
All the old characters.
Yeah. Danny, remind me, did you watch The Tiger King?
I started.
Okay.
I mean, it was one of those shows I didn't want to watch because everybody was telling me I had to watch it. Mm-hmm. And naturally, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But we got started on the first Danny. Episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you watch it on yours or Liz's laptop?
Liz's laptop.
We have a huge, nice TV. We have 2 TVs.
Yeah, I know.
One inside and one outside.
Yeah.
Do you have them both running, showing the same show?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The American way.
Tyson, do you find that you and Rachel watch shows together, or do you guys watch your shows separately?
We mostly watch shows together.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the opposite of my house.
Yeah. Yeah, we mostly choose something. So neither of us truly gets to watch the things we want to watch. Mm-hmm. We just have to watch the stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
I see why you're asking, Rob, the first story here on our list of stories.
Yes. Okay. Well, that, of course, Tiger King is huge. And a little bit of a Tiger King spoiler, of course, the story follows the battle between Joe Exotic and his nemesis, Carol Baskin. And, of course, that Joe is very eager to prove to the world that Carol Baskin murdered her husband and potentially fed him to a tiger, which Carol Baskin says is preposterous. Of course, mm-hmm. He just
of course she would say that
he did not. There was no foul play involved.
He just simply disappeared.
But because of the popularity of the series, it looks as though the Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister is potentially going to be relooking at some of the events of the case, Tyson.
Oh, yeah. One of our followers here, Shabana RM, says Carol Def killed her husband.
Yeah, that's a popular opinion.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like the very minimum she has the information that is needed to put this case to a close.
Location of the body?
Yeah, or whatever. She knows enough, but it's enough that she would also be going to prison.
Yeah. Okay, Tyson, I know you've, in addition to the Netflix series, you've also listened to the Joe Exotic podcast. Do you feel like you have any other information that might help illuminate this case?
No, because the podcast doesn't even touch this part. This is watching the show is a revelation to me that she had a first husband. The podcast pretty much sides with Carol Baskin.
Oh, so is it put out by Carol Baskin?
I don't know. It could be Carol Baskin propaganda. And it didn't tell us anything about any of the music videos. Like, I was completely unaware that Tiger owners and music video creators are one and the same.
Why wouldn't those two things go together? It seems almost natural that you have a Tiger, you will make a music video or rap video.
I mean, the other thing that's really true is that it's like if you become a rapper, you buy a Tiger.
Yeah. Mike Tyson had two. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't a rapper, but he was the most famous Tiger owner I know.
Yeah. And that you know personally.
Yeah.
And if you are a Tiger owner, then you immediately start cranking out music videos. It's like either way, whether you started with music or whether you started with Tigers, you're going to be doing both here in the future if you get successful enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Johnny here in the chat says she couldn't feed him to a tiger because if he liked it, you could never trust that tiger again. Danny, is that right? Is that only?
That sounds right. Once a tiger gets a taste for man flesh, I mean, that tiger is a threat to anyone who walks by.
Is that sharks or is that tigers or is that everything? But also the other thing is that at Carol Baskin's, they weren't in touching the tigers and stuff, I don't think. I think they always had them like, barrier between, like, they weren't the one, like, that was Joe Exotic that was getting in the cage with the tigers. I don't think that Carol Baskins was snuggling up on tigers, was she?
I think she does like the big cats.
Yeah, she likes them, but enough that she goes in the cage with them.
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back.
I didn't see any footage of her snuggling up on cats. But
I think going into a cage with a cat has more to do with how much you hate your life than how much you like cats.
Yeah. Dude, you really think so? Like, even if you wanted to get out of here, is getting chomped by a big cat like?
Yeah,
man, I've always, as far as I've understood it, it seems to me from what I've read that tigers are just the most crazy animal when it comes to land mammals. Like, tigers are the most vicious. I can't even imagine wanting to be anywhere near a tiger. They're just so violent.
Danny, one of the things that really did strike me about Tiger King was the people that are attracted to being around the big cats, taking pictures with the big cats, getting in the cage with the big cats. It seems to me that these are also the types of people that are, you know, looking for some sort of a high. It really speaks to the type of people, very impressionable people that are like lost in life, that they are people that are willing to get in the tiger cage.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You guys got to read this comment here by Kelly M. When people are, our listener Lori's asking why she needs to watch Tiger King, and Kelly M says it's a documentary on why America needs more funding for education and healthcare. Yes.
It's a good point. It's a good
point. That is a good point.
Yeah. Kelly slaying it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. Killer Kelly.
Right. There's a lot of people that felt like that Joe Exotic would have been a good governor for Oklahoma.
Couldn't have been a bad one. I think he'd be on par with most governors.
Yeah, I mean, if in that California election, we could have had what you're talking about, Willis, as the governor.
And we had Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know, but he wasn't quite the same, was he? He seems like he almost did a fair job considering he came from entertainment background, right?
Tyson and Danny, we need you guys back in Austria racing. You guys are getting soft.
That is true. Let me think. Yeah, so you had Arnold, and then you have Joe Exotic. I think that that's the way it's going, is the circus. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we're so bored.
I think it's going to come back. I think it's coming back. I think we got too
full
close.
Circle. We're gonna hire the most boring people possible.
No, I think we got to go back to getting the most qualified people for positions. I think that this is, I think this is going to come back.
Okay. When?
This yeah, next election or I don't know. 4 years after it.
I'm not sure. But if you have any leads about the whereabouts of Carol Baskin's husband, her first husband, then the Hillsborough County Sheriff, Chad Chronister, wants to know, because the person that cracks this case wide open, Danny, national celebrity.
Oh, yeah. You get to get a little footnote at the end of Tiger King mm-hmm. or whatever the show is. And yeah, you're going to be big news. The problem is that if you, I don't know how effective it is to feed a body to a tiger. Is that a great way to get rid of a body?
I don't know. They're saying that it crunches down on the bones and everything. And that the stomach acid is so powerful that it dissolves bones. But I don't know if that's true or not.
So, I mean, if she fed it to a tiger, it seems like there's just no hope. You're not going to find a body, and without the body, probably not.
But scientifically, I don't know if any of that's true about a tiger.
Yeah. But I think that she would probably need another person there. I kind of feel like that. I mean, Carol Baskin would think that. What do you do, Danny, if you're going to feed somebody to a tiger, you in your experience out in the wild, what do you do? I mean, you got to bludgeon somebody first.
I don't think she fed it to a tiger.
Yeah.
Well, listen, but it's a great idea. She lures it into the cage, mm-hmm. kills it, starves the tiger. Tiger eats up the body.
So you think that the guy was in the tiger cage for a while?
He's like, hey, come here. Come over here and look at this, honey. Look at this scat. Mm-hmm. We gotta see what kind of stuff our tigers eat. Bam! Right in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. Now the meal's laid out. Maybe sprinkle some paprika on it. Maybe a little squeeze of lemon on the guy.
Okay.
And then it's gone. A couple days.
Well, I think this is too much speculation. I think it's cleaner and simpler than that. Like, he's mummified somewhere or something.
You know, a guy here in Utah, if I remember correctly, years ago, tried to get rid of a body by blowing it up. And the problem with that is that all you've done is distributed evidence over everywhere. A wider area.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah. So tiger's cleaner than that.
Laurel says, could it have been sardine oil, Tyson? She seemed to know exactly what it would take to get a tiger to attack Joe Exotic's shoes.
Yeah, it could have been sardine oil all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was crazy that she knew a list of 10 things that would really bring a tiger in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if that was the case and he did get eaten by a tiger, wouldn't she be able to say, oh, it was an accident. Oh, my God, what a terror. Oh, I can't even talk about this horrific.
No, you don't want additional questions. You just say he left. You woke up. He was gone. Haven't seen him since.
I mean, nobody was asking questions about the girl that got her arm eaten off.
How do you mean?
Why would they? Nobody suspected foul play of sometimes tigers eat people.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
that is true. But still, I think then you would report it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have another animal story that has a big story this week. This one does not involve, I guess, technically animal cruelty in the way that you would see with Tiger King. But I don't know. Maybe it is. A man was got into a high speed chase with police, and it turns out that this man in Washington was allegedly teaching his pit bull to drive a car. Danny,
you know, I don't know how the pit bull's reaching the pedals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the end game here? The pit bull's never gonna be able to drive on its own.
The human was pushing the pedal from the passenger seat.
But I'm saying, what good is it to teach your pit bull to drive if it can't drive all the way? When you're drowsy, Tyson, help drive when you're drunk.
Would you rather have a Tesla drive you around or a pit bull?
A Tesla, 100%.
You do need the pit bull, though. You do need
the pit bull for what?
To put the hands on the steering wheel while you're asleep so that it'll go back to auto mode.
Oh, so you need the Tesla and the pit bull.
Yeah, I think you should team those up together.
But does it have to be a pit bull? Are those the smartest animals to drive a car?
Oh, no, you don't want a pit bull. You want, I don't know. There's got to be a better dog. that you could have. More gentle.
Well, you can't have like a Jack Russell Terrier. Can't see over the steering wheel, Danny.
How about a German Shepherd?
German Shepherd.
Saint Bernard.
Yeah. See, Saint Bernard, I feel like it's like the peripheral vision, I feel like, is not great.
You know, I saw the headline.
Like that big cask of rum also, Tyson. I think that's open container. Yeah,
that's going to be bad when you get pulled over. I saw this headline and it was so confusing.
Is it rum? I don't think it's rum that they have in their
What
barrel.
Do they have?
I think
they don't have it.
No, it's a European alcohol, but it is something, but it's not rum.
Oh, it's...
Rum is from like the islands, dude. It's not a Jamaican dog.
Okay. So what is it?
Rescuing pirates. Yeah,
Danny, when you were stranded in the on the glacier, did any St. Bernards with alcohol come to your rescue?
Yeah, I'd prefer if they came with a soda.
A nice, delicious... A Mountain Dew St. Bernard.
Yeah, a Mountain Dew Bernard.
Whiskey, people are saying.
I don't know why they had. Why would they need that to help you
whiskey
immediately, like forget that you were just buried in near death?
No, because that was like an old pain reliever. Like when this is before the opioid epidemics.
Okay,
and they had whiskey because whiskey, I think, you could use topically and also orally drink it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's why. But I could be wrong if there's somebody, a historian out there. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of things, but I also think I know a lot of stuff about a lot of things. And so sometimes those two get mixed mashed.
All right. Well, this car with the pit bull driving was reported to police when it was reported to be driving erratically at more than 100 miles per hour.
It's a great speed to teach a pit bull to drive at.
You have to go fast because it keeps the car on its trajectory easier.
Okay.
No, it's just smart.
Tyson, at a point where we are social distancing, is this the ideal time to teach your pets to drive vehicles with less people on the road?
Yeah, for sure. I think you find like a low trafficked area and then you go out in the middle of the night. The problem with night is that then you don't have vision. And do dogs have great night vision?
Yeah, you
do
want a cat to drive.
Headlight?
Yeah.
It's like you think you need a cat to drive
at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A night cat. Yeah.
Plus
that's when like a tiger, would you say?
Ooh, scary. No, but
is
when
that
teaching
what happened to Carol Baskin's husband,
he was out teaching the tiger to drive and the tiger needed a snack.
Yeah.
Just keep him awake.
They found his car with the keys in it. And they, yeah.
They were probably driving together and there was an open can of sardine oil that accidentally got spilled. Mm-hmm. And they got the minute sardine. It spilled on him. He was like,
they were sharing
over
a can of sardines and they're like, yum, yum, yum. And then he hits a bump and he's like, oh, I got sardine oil
all over
my
me.
Lap.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really a wild story. The man and the dog were driving a 1996 Buick, Danny. Is that the ideal car to be teaching your pit bull to drive?
Wow, what a machine. Guy's still holding on to his Buick.
Classic.
Like I wouldn't use a car.
Yeah, I wouldn't use a collector's car like that. I would definitely go with something like that's easier to find, like a Tesla Model 3. They're a dime a dozen, but to get a 1996 Buick, bro,
surprise piece of machinery.
Tyson, to be able to stop the speeding pit bull, the police ended up deploying spike strips to end up stopping the car. I got to think, this dog is never getting behind the wheel again after this harrowing experience.
His license is for sure getting suspended, and he is going to have a hell of a time getting his license back, I think.
Was alcohol involved?
Well, okay,
not with the dog, but with the guy.
The 51-year-old man, his name is Alberto Tito Alejandro. He was booked on multiple felonies, including driving under the influence of drugs.
Now, there it is.
Hold on a second. I'm not a lawyer, but that isn't. If I was representing Mr. Alejandro, wouldn't I say, excuse me, Mr. Alejandro was not driving a.
He wanted to drive, but the dog would not let him.
Man's if anything, best this friend, guy, the ultimate designated driver, said, no,
took care of him.
I can't allow you to get behind the wheel.
If anything, this guy has demonstrated that he has great driving skills while under the influence, because he's driving with a dog in his lap,
teaching a dog to drive
100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
God damn this guy.
Tyson, I think this is also a good philosophical question. If you're pushing the pedal of the car, but a dog is holding the steering wheel, who's driving? Yeah.
I mean, are we being serious or are we making jokes here? Because
we're very serious.
Yeah, always.
The human is liable 100% of the time.
Not
in any sense of the word. If you are the driver and if you are the sole, major?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a minor, if you're an adult, then you have responsibility for the vehicle. Like, let's say, Rob, you're 18 and you're driving a bunch of 16-year-old kids around. You're throwing eggs out of your car. You get pulled over. You're the one that's going to get the brunt of the of all the legalities.
Yeah. I guess, so in fairness, they were speeding. Had the man been, pushing the gas
maybe
pedal...
Maybe they never would have gotten pulled over.
Yeah, at a reasonable speed, I think maybe they would have been breaking less laws, Danny.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a reasonable speed when you've got a dog in front of you driving.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Would you ever take your cat, Lulu, out driving? You know Lulu, your cat.
I can't even imagine that cat getting in a car. Yeah.
Why don't you try and befriend the cat more and take it on adventures with you? Dude, are you kidding me? You've been struggling for years to get an amass a following on Instagram. If
that
you
is
put
the
a
grossest,
cat in your backpack,
that is
if you
the
put a cat in your backpack
thing.
And took it to the top of the mountain and then got pictures of you and then did a music video up there.
Oh, Tyson, do you think
cat?
I haven't thought of putting a cat in a baby Bjorn? For
I think you haven't.
I have. I've discussed it many times.
Then why won't you do it?
A cat and a baby Bjorn.
You're about to blow up. You're on the cusp of internet fame.
Okay. Dusty Danny.
I like this. Yeah. Okay.
And
just the cat would put me over the edge?
For sure it would put you over the edge.
Well, part of the problem is I find touching animals to be gross.
There you go.
That would be
so it sounds like you're not willing to sacrifice for your trade.
I'm willing to make certain sacrifices, but not touch an animal.
Well, I feel like you're missing a huge opportunity here because you could have Adventure Cat and Danny.
Dusty Danny.
It does flow off the tongue. Adventure Cat and Dusty Dan.
Yeah. Adventure Cat and Dusty Dan. Bro.
Not going to happen, though. If I picked up that cat, it would claw my eyes out.
Would it really?
I feel like it would.
Can some people handle the cat?
Yeah, Liz can handle the cat.
She can
my
pick it up
7-year-old
and it doesn't
can
claw
handle
her.
The cat. Mm-hmm. It does bite. It's a mean cat. It's not a nice cat. Not a cuddly cat. It bites her all the time. I'm like,
wow.
How do you put up with
bites?
That? Yeah.
You don't hear a lot
of
cat bites.
Well, it sounds like quite a
they
bit
have
of
sharp
biting
teeth.
Yeah.
Happens
You've
on
never
Tiger.
Seen Tiger King?
I feel like you get cat bites all the time. Get bitten by a cat, unless you're Carol Baskin's husband.
Huh.
Or you spill sardine oil
all
on yourself.
Yeah.
I should check Liz, see if she's using a lot of sardine oil. Because she gets bit on the hand. The cat thinks it's playing around. It's doing cat things, just like the tigers do. So, no, Tyson, I mean, probably a great idea. I'm not going to
for sure a great idea.
It's a great idea, but I'm not going to do it. Not worth it.
What about just a kitty? Then go buy a new kit.
Oh, my gosh, another cat. Kitties become cats.
Adventure kitten.
Yeah, that's great. So what, I replace Adventure Kitten every 6 months so I can always have a fresh kitty?
Yes.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Well, somebody wants a cat that's been on adventures as a kitten.
Yeah.
And you'll be providing them with that.
This sounds like I'm going to end up with 10 cats in my house.
Yeah, 10 cats and 600,000 Instagram followers.
Oh my gosh, not worth it. 10 cats isn't
45
worth a million Instagram
45
followers.
Million no. Instagram followers.
Nope, not worth it.
Okay, well, don't say I never told you.
Oh, I know. You tell me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Got great ideas. Yeah. They just come at a cost that I'm not willing to pay.
Well, okay. Like when you were in a band and I said we need to play more live shows and you were like, no.
No, like country. I should have played country. That one I should have done.
You should have played country.
I should have played country, but I should have gone the Taylor Swift route.
And Kenny Rogers.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's just it's too late now.
We need somebody to fill Kenny Rogers' void, Danny.
Wait, did Kenny Rogers die?
Yes, he did, Tyson.
When?
a couple of weeks ago. Got lost in the corona.
Man. That's too bad.
I met his lookalike, the guy who actually travels with him. Like, I was at...
He's Saddam Hussein?
Listen to this. No, listen to this.
He's got body doubles?
I was at breakfast.
Why?
And at a hotel. And I was looking over and I was like, that dude is Kenny Rogers. But then I was like, but he doesn't... Like, Kenny Rogers had a lot of work done to his face, so he definitely didn't look like Kenny Rogers after all that work. So I was looking over and I was like, that dude was Kenny Rogers. And I was like, he looks like Kenny Rogers, but I feel like Kenny Rogers had more work done. So he actually approaches me. He's like, hey, you look familiar. And I was like, yeah, I was on Marriage News Boot AF. Camp. And he's like, yeah. And I was on News AF. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's where I know you from. And I was like, to be honest, you look like Kenny Rogers. And he gave me his card and he was a Kenny Rogers lookalike. Like, he sings the songs, he does all of it. And he's like, I actually talk to Kenny Rogers quite a bit because I am the number one Kenny Rogers impersonator on the planet. And he lived in Vegas and just did like Kenny Rogers shows.
Yeah.
So
you got to be careful with lookalikes.
Yeah, no, I definitely was skeptical. I wasn't skeptical.
Why are you anti-lookalike? Well,
they're living a double life. They're living a double life. He's living Kenny Rogers' life to a certain degree in his own life.
Well, I mean, they could take over slowly the original.
Like Avril Lavigne.
That's right. Have we forgotten the lessons learned from the Avril Lavigne
story?
She
suffered the same fate as Carol Baskin's husband, and we have still yet to find out.
Yeah, and the lookalike just slowly slides into place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so enticing that they come in and say, like, hey, Danny, you know all that stuff you hate doing, you know, hanging out with your family, picking up the cat. I could do all those things for you. You could just be hanging out. Like, okay, sounds too good to be true, but I guess let's give it a shot. Next thing you know, you're tied up in the
covered
back
in sardine
of a
oil.
1996 yep. Buick driven by a pit bull, and you're never to be seen again.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great story. That's a great movie we've just come up with.
Yeah, not ideal.
We or just Danny or I mean,
well,
Rob
did. Yeah. I was trying to just get piggyback on his idea.
I already gave you like 5 money making ideas today, Danny.
I like the movie idea, the one that doesn't involve me carrying around a cat,
no, but it would involve your lookalike stunt double carrying around the cat.
Oh, that's fine. Yes. My wife would probably be like that. Also, be like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Finally, someone who helps around the house, has conversations with people in the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would definitely like
Whoa.
That.
Okay. Tyson, just also this, just to end this story on the pit bull, the female pit bull was not aggressive towards the arresting officers and has now been placed in an animal shelter where it is available to be adopted in Washington State.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is adopt pit bulls because you never know their history. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a dog guy. I would be horrified to rescue anything that I know is big enough to do me any amount of harm. So I know...
Turtles. Turtles are a safe bet.
Yeah, anything that I know that even if it got nasty, I still would be okay. So I'm not... I'm scared. I wasn't raised around dogs, so I would never be able to like rescue a big dog without some level of uncertainty. So, kudos to the people who can rescue those big dogs and feel comfortable around them. And, not me, Danny. Okay. Danny could rescue those types of animals.
Speaking,
you see the look on my face? That face is best.
Well, speaking of Danny, Danny, this might be your year. Listen to this.
Every year is Danny's year.
Yes. Okay.
So far,
Mountain Dew flavored Doritos are on their way, Danny.
Wow.
I'm looking at the bag right
now.
Two
of your food groups combined into one food group, Danny.
Mountain Dew Doritos.
Yeah, and the problem with Mountain Dew is that it's got a toxic look to the coloring. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really blend well with a lot of other things. Like, you look at those chips and you think they've been covered in toxic waste from a comic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, when you pick up a Mountain Dew, you're like, this isn't natural. None of this is natural.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, I think that Mountain Dew might do do better if they went to a different look, maybe slowly change their color scheme. Because as much as I love Mountain Dew, I'm looking at these chips, and their chips are like diarrhea green, at least in this picture I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. And it's just not very appealing. Mountain Dew doesn't have a very appealing color.
It's Yellow 5.
Yellow 5. Yeah, maybe it's Yellow 5 that I'm biased against. But, I mean, look at the bag. Look at those chips.
Yeah.
They don't look great. It's just, I don't like the green. Okay. The green looks like something's off.
Yeah, but you're going to Del Taco every day and you're eating at Supar's. You're not concerned with the looks of food.
Dude, the hardest part of these times that we're living in is that I have not eaten out since it started. Yeah. And that, you don't understand. I went from eating out every meal. I know. I went from eating out for every meal until I got married.
Yes.
And then I got married. Now, then I would fight with my wife to eat out, you know, as often as I could. Now I'm making my own meals every day, all day long.
Do you haven't ordered out at all?
We've done pizza twice. That's it.
I've only done pizza once, so I'm going to order it tonight.
Yeah. So, what I'm trying to say, Tyson, is that accusation of me going out to Taco Bell and hot soup bars, that's not the new Danny. That's not Dusty Dan.
So you're saying because Dusty Dan is a new Danny that my insults would have hit a couple weeks ago, but they no longer
boom,
are relevant.
Thud, miss.
And okay. Dusty Dan is not covered in Mountain Dew Dorito dust.
No. And he won't even be trying these.
I'll have to order these online.
Well, also, you can't get them in the United States. This looks like this is an Australia-only joint. So, Danny, you'd have to travel to the land down under.
Can't.
Yeah, you can. It's only $10 round trip to Sydney.
Oh, wow. Maybe I will. Just go grab a box of these.
You just got to get a few boxes of condoms and make a whole condom suit so you can fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck getting the condoms.
Duct tape it together, and then you know, you're all set to go. There's two ways to play it when you go out in public now. It's to cough like crazy.
No.
Or it's to wear.
You know what I don't understand about products like this? We see a lot of products get launched in specific countries.
Yeah.
What is it about that country that makes these companies think the product will land well in those?
Have you ever been to a Coca-Cola store? All the Coca-Colas across the world all taste different because they have fine-tuned.
But they're like, what about Australians? It makes Doritos thinks that Mountain Dew Doritos is just going to be
awesome
in Australia, or black hamburgers, or those really dark bun hamburgers
from
Japan.
Yeah, the Halloween burgers.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're doing research. They're finding out things about different cultures and people, and then they're deciding on products to give them. I would like to see the research for the black bun hamburger and the Doritos. Like, why not America?
I can tell you exactly why. Because America, we've grown up with hamburgers. We've seen a hamburger every day of our life. And to finally get like a black bun hamburger, that's not a natural bun for us. That's blowing our minds. In Japan, they're like, oh, this is what Americans eat. And so they just chomp it down.
Mm-hmm.
But Dorito flavored Mountain Dew,
that
seems like an American product.
There you go,
understand.
And it's the same thing. They're like, Americans will be grossed out by that.
What are you doing, but to our Doritos?
But then in Australia, this is what they're thinking is, oh, this is what Americans eat. So they're just willing
to party
it down because they're assuming that this is what it's like to live in America. And so it would be like if you were like...
Outback Steakhouse. It's like I'm eating.
It's like you getting a Foster's beer at Outback Steakhouse and being like, dude, this is how Australians live.
Yeah,
or even getting sushi, getting a California roll with extra cream cheese at a sushi bar and being like, oh, I'm eating Japanese food. And you're not at all, but you're there for the experience and you think it is. So it's catered to your taste buds and you're thinking that you're eating something that's from a different land, but it is not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's come up with more things to have Tyson explain to us.
That was pretty good. That was a better explanation than usual.
Yeah.
Than usual? But, I feel like all of my explanations are
concise. Let's have this be a new feature on the show where people can...
Tyson explains.
Tyson, can you explain this phenomenon to me?
Well, I only came up with that on the fly, too. So that was the thing.
That's
I didn't even...
Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't even know where the thought was going. But
does Tyson have a rad dude name? Is Tubular Tyson?
Yeah, well, there's Tubular Tiffany in the collection already.
Dang it, just...
So,
dang it.
Yeah, totally Tubular Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. So what are you then?
Tits Up Tyson.
Tits Up Tyson.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Let's not...
Okay, all right, let's move on. Next story.
Okay.
So
I just added one other story. While everybody's so busy covering the coronavirus, that, you know, something, a phenomenon that we're seeing more and more of in the news has gone undetected, but not to the Daily Star in the UK, who reports this story about triangular UFO spotted again over Texas with mystery lights in the sky. It's the third sighting of the so-called triangular UFO in Texas, after one sighting on New Year's Day and another one last month. Danny, what are we to make of these UFO sightings in Texas, of all places?
Richard Branson.
Well, not much, since this article comes from the Daily Star, mm-hmm. which I've noticed carries more UFO sighting news than any outlet out
there. Yes, the first word, but the triangle, UFO research.
Yes. Yeah. Like, if you have a UFO story, no one else will carry it. You go straight to the Daily Star. Well, triangles make sense because obviously the pyramids were built by UFO people and they're triangular in shape. And so the triangle is the favorite shape of extraterrestrials, as we all know. And so that makes sense. But, you know, there's people see so many weird things in the sky. We talked about the one in Colorado. Remember all the, at first they thought it was drones. Some people thought it was UFOs. I don't really pay much attention. The triangular shaped sightings have happened elsewhere in the U.S. I want to say there was even a sighting over Phoenix years
ago. Yeah, there was. There was a lot of weird, mysterious lights over Phoenix for a long time.
Yeah. So somebody's doing something. I don't think it's UFOs.
What do you think it is?
A rich billionaire goofing around.
Oh, it's hard to say. You know, I saw military flares the other day being shot into the sky. And they're unlike anything most people will ever see, just the way they light the sky and the way they kind of hold their position.
How did you know they were military flares?
Because we were flying at night in a plane past a military place. And so we knew that they were doing an exercise.
Whose plane?
To our left. It was in the helicopter.
Oh, so a helicopter, not a plane.
Yeah.
I like how you switched them up. So now we're like, what? You have a plane and a helicopter, friend?
No. It was a helicopter. And off to the left, they were doing military exercise. We know because we were right on the edge of, I think it's called an MOA. And so we could see the flare coming down. And it was bizarre. And so part of me thinks that they're seeing something like that. I mean, come on. UFOs, that's just crazy. It's like the tiger lady saying that her husband just went away. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Johnny Bodine says he's from Texas, and what was seen was an Uber taxi flying personal helicopter.
Okay. All right. The Uber taxi flying personal helicopter.
So it was a DJI drone with arm straps.
Yeah. Is that a shared ride?
Is that true?
Or is that for one person?
I think that's for one person.
Mm. Okay.
Do you think they have arm straps that loop around your arms, or do they just use a giant vacuum?
What, to suck your back?
Yeah.
Like a jacuzzi? You know how you'd go down and give yourself hickeys? Yes.
Whoa.
In jacuzzis?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the suction thing?
Yes. Okay.
It was like cupping before cupping was popular.
Yeah, okay. This is where Michael Phelps got the idea.
Okay. I want to give one more story before we go to Danny's Baltal. I will talk about one story related to the coronavirus, as we've gone mostly coronavirus-free stories here today on News AM.
Yeah, we've done really well.
All right, Danny, you're not going to like this one, though. Maybe
you.
Maybe
you guys can't hear my kids trying to get in, can you?
Yes. What are they trying to do, Tyson? It's a.
They're trying to break down the door. Yeah, they're trying to break down the door to the office.
I've been
dude.
There. I've had that before. It's very relatable to anybody that's working from home. Any parent who's working from home.
Good, or anybody right now.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. Most of the population right now can relate to what's happening to me currently.
Yeah. Quarantine-oween, Danny. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Quarantine-o-ween. It's trending.
I've seen multiple stories like this where people are decorating their houses and dressing up and doing a lot of stuff. Seems like a lot of effort. More effort than I'm willing to put into
I'm already doing way more than I usually do since my kids are home. Do I really need to add this
first
to the list of things?
Before
expected?
I look at the hashtag, Tyson, do you think that quarantine-o-ween is really happening or is it broga?
Broga.
Yeah, it's broga. I haven't seen any quarantine-o-ween anywhere.
Okay. All right.
Kalala in the chat also said, being home alone in a small apartment for 24/7 is really trying as well,
no,
Rob.
Okay.
So you probably don't know that struggle of only having a one-room apartment where your toilet is right next to your bed, which is right next to your TV, which is right next to your
hot plate. It wouldn't bother me, to be honest. That would be fine. But that's me. I wasn't going anywhere to begin with.
But you can't even go to the laundromat.
I guess so. I guess I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about it either until I just barely came out of my mouth. Right. That's crazy. Are laundromats even open? And are they still called laundromats? Mm-hmm. And do people go there?
I don't know. I do think they still have them.
Danny, thoughts?
You're so out of touch, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know either.
Have you ever seen Rob, what's his face on Netflix, where he's at a laundromat and people are like, wow, you're just like us. It's the Rob Schneider
at a laundromat.
And he's at a laundromat washing stuff and people are like, wow, you're just like us. That's crazy. Can I get a picture? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, that's crazy that you come to laundromats too, just like a regular person. And he's like, I actually just do all the dog's laundry here because I don't want to get my laundry all dirty. And people are so deflated in the laundromat. Like, oh, this rich guy just brings all his garbage, gross stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Danny, so quarantine-o-ween, any chance there's upside here over regular Halloween? No trick-or-treaters. You don't have to leave, but it does involve costumes and decorating.
Well, those are the two things I hate the most. I don't go door
today,
to door
March
during actual Halloween.
March 31st is quarantine-o-ween. Happy quarantine-o-ween.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
People have too much time on their hands right now for some reason.
Yeah.
We got to find something.
Happy quarantine-o-ween, everybody.
It is true. Although my kids would love it. We're actually getting prepped for Easter egg hunt, the most epic Easter egg hunt that's going to last like...
That's
I'm going to hide eggs that I don't even... Like probably the people who own this house after us are going to be like, whoa, here's an egg.
Yeah. Only problem
with $1,000 bill in it
with social distancing Easter celebration. The price of eggs has actually skyrocketed recently. So this is a bad time for
real eggs
for real eggs. Yeah. Plastic.
Well, I'm
eggs.
Telling you right now, the grossest thing you can do with an Easter egg hunt is use real eggs. Get that shit out of my fucking face, dude.
Wow. So very
disgusting.
About this.
The yolks turn like gray around them on the hard boiled. Like that's like something from like the 1800s where they're like, oh my goodness, I just found 6 hard boiled eggs. I'm going to put them in the fridge and eat one a day until they're gone. Get out of here, dude. You got to use the plastic eggs, load them with candy or put some money in them or something. But stop hard boiled eggs for a Easter egg hunt. No.
Yeah.
That's some old people shit.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Do you guys disagree?
No, it's pretty gross. It's pretty gross.
I didn't know people actually used real eggs, to be honest, Tyson, because I've never seen it done.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Well, Rob's all here being worried about the price of eggs, and I'm like, you're not hiding real eggs like the gross people do, are you?
The gross people. You know what? Some of our kind listeners could be in that group you're calling the gross people.
Yeah.
Well,
you sure you want to insult them?
I think most of our listeners are not hiding real eggs, but some of them probably are. And anytime that I end up with a plate of dyed hard boiled eggs and then the dye seeps through the shell a little bit and colors the egg white, I don't even eat a chilled hard boiled. The last time I ate a hard-boiled egg, I can't even remember.
Yeah. And knowing me, and I don't know if you guys are similar dads in this way, I feel like, I don't want to throw these eggs out. I got to eat them all now.
Give
you know
to
my
the kids.
Cholesterol is going to be?
I'll throw them out because I will not eat a chilled hard-boiled egg.
Better than a room temperature hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, but not better than a warm hard-boiled egg that you cook and then eat right there. But
oh, you want to eat a hot hard-boiled egg?
Hard-boiled eggs aren't that bad.
Hard-boiled egg
How
is
are
fine.
You eating your hard-boiled egg?
I want it cold.
You want a cold hard-boiled egg with a gray yolk?
I don't want a gray yolk, ideally.
The gray is unappealing, yeah. But I'll eat a... Liz puts them in the fridge after she boils
hot
a bunch
yolk,
of them.
No.
For some
gross.
Reason, my kids love them.
I eat a warm hard-boiled egg or nothing.
Or nothing.
And
do you eat it in that little silver serving dish that holds the egg
You
perfectly,
can, and then you crack it with the cracking spoon? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That how you, I kind of picture you eating them like that.
I forego a hard-boiled egg.
TV.
I eat scrambled eggs. That's the safest way to get a egg prepared.
Okay. Well, when you say the safest way, what do you mean?
If you're at a restaurant and they're like, how would you like your eggs? The only way you're going to get it kind of how you want it is by saying scrambled. Yeah. Everything else, they're going to screw it up.
I don't know. It's a hard-boiled egg. I mean, that is like the banana.
They'll bring it soft-boiled.
But... I mean, if you got a hard-boiled egg from somebody, all the bad stuff is going to be on the outside.
That's true. I mean, that for sure that way, but you're going to get it and it's
Your
not going to be cooked
can't
properly.
Spit in
it's
going to
be overcooked
egg.
Or undercooked.
That's true. It's super safe.
Yeah. All right. I know Danny is on a schedule today.
He's on a crunch. He's got
hole?
An adventure.
Well,
are
I don't
you
even
going
have
on a cat
a,
adventure?
Guys, I don't even have a bolt hole.
Oh, no. You're not allowed to do this to us during quarantine, bro.
There's just no.
You got bolt holes
do you know
all
how
over
much
your body.
I still read a ton of news.
What and about Uranus? Uranus is leaking.
The Uranus thing. That's no.
Is that gas coming out of Uranus, Tyson?
Yeah, I saw that
liquid.
Headline. Yeah, and I'm like, dad joke.
Yeah,
my kids wouldn't even think that. Well, was
what
fun.
About the virtual tour of the haunted Winchester Mystery House? It is quarantine-a-ween.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would do that. I might spend some
Can't
time doing
that. Can it be Quaroween, Tyson?
Quaroween would be better than Quarantinoween.
Quarantinoween.
I like Quarantinoween.
Okay. It's a little too cute.
Why don't we do a review? Can Tyson pull up a review? We couldn't get to him
probably.
Last week.
Okay. Yeah. If not,
I think I'd prefer a review.
Mm. You would? You'd prefer a review to... Whatever you got going on?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm pouring over the news every
Danny,
day.
Are you trying to retire the bolt hole segment?
You know, the bolt hole, the problem is that just the stories aren't there. All of my regular outlets for good, weird, news, they're just covered endlessly in COVID-19. So it's like, we did so well today. In kind of not talking
yeah,
about it.
We ended up having a lot of stories that were not.
It was great. Yeah. So let's just end on a positive note and have Tyson do a review. I mean, I'll find a bolt hole eventually. It'll come to me, but the review will be just as good.
Okay. I'll do a review right here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You got it?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. A review from Tyson Apostle.
Obviously the best 5 stars by... Girl in the Yellow Sundress. 18 out of 10, the most hilarious podcast. I cackle in my home and public places and learn exciting news. Then I tell people the news and seem incredibly intelligent and worldly. Highly recommend.
Okay.
Another one. Unreal. 5 stars by Bradley Charles Dickworth. More delicious than the cruise ship hot soup bar.
Oh.
Wow.
Guys, I've got to pee. So bad.
Right, okay. Let's wrap this up. Then follow Tyson Apostle on social media. Follow.
I usually go
Danny,
during the news. I usually go
Danny
during the
Bryson. We'll be back again soon to talk with you. Leave us your reviews. Newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.